I believe their names are in the bulletin. We're grateful to have them with us this morning. It is indeed our joy and privilege to have each of you here on this day of resurrection. And if you're worshiping with us for the first time, we extend a special welcome to you and know that after service, please come to the fellowship hall and where you can have something to eat and drink and where we can get to know you better. On the center aisle, there should have on this chair, there should have been a maroon folder. If you haven't started it, now is the time to do that. Fill it out, pass it to the end of the row. When it gets to the end of the row, pass it back and note names so you can greet folks following the service this morning. I have just a couple of announcements before we have a minute for mission from our worship co-chair. You have in your bulletin a huge insert about the rummage sale, which is this coming Saturday. I think we got lots of stuff. Two things we need. Volunteers, which you'll see in the bottom half of your bulletin insert. And the second thing are people to buy the stuff. So tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your neighbors, tell your family, tell strangers on the street that we're having an amazing rummage sale. And I can tell you there are some amazing items there. So we would encourage you to bring folks next Saturday. The other second announcement comes from the worship committee. Those of you who ordered Easter lilies, they are out in the narthex for those of us who have allergies at the end of the hall. And they have names on them to ensure that if you ordered a lily, you're getting a lily. So be sure to take the one that has your name on it, please, so as not to cause confusion. And for families with children, we are having an Easter egg hunt following worship. And so it'll start about 15 minutes after worship gets out, and you should go into the fellowship hall and turn right and wait at the double doors, and then our youth group will get them started. Oh, and if you're in middle school, you get to stay and listen to Pastor Kathy. Because there is no middle school Sunday school. But you can still come up for the children's time. So now we have a minute for mission, or actually kind of a minute for worship. No, a minute for mission from Helen.
Happy Easter, everyone. If you are looking for a way to become more involved at church, but really don't want to take on the obligations of a committee or having to attend meetings, please do attend our ministry fair on Sunday, April the 30th. That's 2 weeks from today, in the fellowship hall following worship. Several committees and groups will have tables with information on what you can do and how you can help. For example, Outreach is looking for people who like to promote events and enjoy public relations as well as communication with members, guests, and the community. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't heard, they have a rummage sale coming up next Saturday. Now, that's before the ministry fair, I know, but I bet you if you went and told Karen Payne that you'd help, she'd be delighted. And we have also the Mission Committee. They need people who can help with some of our projects, such as those at Colinas del Norte School. Worship Committee needs ushers, and we need green thumbs to help with the plants, especially at times like Easter and Christmas. We also, and Fellowship, if you have a talent for things like brunches and social events, be sure and talk to Denise Baker, because they will welcome your help as well. Administration, Faith Formation, Lunch Ladies, and others will all offer you an opportunity to be more involved in the church, to get to know more people, and to even feel more a part of your church family. See you at the ministry fair.
Thank you, Helen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Greet one another with those words of Easter. Christ. please stand and join me to the call to worship. We come to this place seeking Jesus in the familiar story of our faith. We gather together to sing and pray the story we know by heart, a story of loving triumph and powerful grace.
The story of hallelujah means great joy for the one who lives and the one who witnesses to his new life in all places of our lives.
We rejoice and thank you for the life of your Son, resurrected by the power of your loving, vibrant Spirit.
Let the same Spirit fill all the places of our lives, that we may know the truth of the resurrection for the rest of our lives.
We join our hearts in song and sing Alleluia, gracious Jesus, for Christ is living, and so are we.
Alleluia indeed.
Please sing hymn number 332, Jesus Christ is risen today. Join me in the call to confession. We are Easter people, yet we also know how often we live in the shadows, afraid to follow the light. We wander in the gardens of the world, looking for you, never noticing that you are at our side. Let us confess how we have failed to be God's people
as we pray together and in silence. We come on this day, God of resurrection, walking through the shadows of our lives. Too often we believe our foolishness is hidden from you. Too often we stand before the open door of hope, wondering if we dare enter, uncertain of the good news offered to us. We would rather return to the comfort of our familiar ways rather than trusting in you. Yet you come as persistent as Mary at the tomb. Joy of our hearts to open the gates of hope, so we might walk in the garden of hope. You come to open the gates of grace, so we might plant peace in the wilderness of the world. You come. You come to open the gates of resurrection, so we would know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the day of resurrection and new life. This is the day God offered us, steadfast hope and love which will never end.
We will sing and dance on this day. We will rejoice and give thanks to God who saves us. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer of illumination. Words of hope, words of love are what you give us this day, God of the resurrection. By your Spirit, we may not only receive these words, but be transformed by them. Amen. I'm going to be reading from the New Revised Version. This is Jeremiah 31, 1 through 6. That's in page 719 in the Pew Bible. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with all everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you and you shall be built. O virgin Israel, again you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit, for there shall be a day when sentinels will cry in the hills country of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion to the Lord of our God.
just a little shorter hair. Today I'm reading Psalm 118, verses 1 through 12 and 14 through 24, and this is from the New Revised Standard Version. This psalm is meant to be sung by the people at festival time. These words, along with the preceding four psalms and Psalm 136, were repeated by Jesus to his disciples in observing the Passover meal before they went to Gethsemane and he was betrayed. It foreshadows Jesus' ultimate triumph through his resurrection. The capstone, or chief cornerstone, in verse 22 is the critical stone in the building, either the stone placed at the corner of a structure on which its weight rested, or the keystone of an arch. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can mortals do to me? The Lord is on my side to help me. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in mortals. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. There ends the reading.
Boys and girls, if you'd like to come up. I'm going to get a chair from over here. This one belongs to me. Well, good morning. Does anybody notice anything different about me? Lita, do you notice anything different about me? No? Oh, God love your little heart. Savannah. Yes, I am wearing a white robe, which is not usual, at least through the winter time. And I have a butterfly headband on. And I'm wearing butterflies, aren't I? Do you know why I'm wearing butterflies today? Yes. Represent what? Well, yes, because they represent something. That's right. Actually, it's also because I like butterflies. We consider butterflies a resurrection symbol, a sign, if you will, that reminds us of the resurrection. If you look upon the banner up on the wall, there's a beautiful kind of rainbow butterfly, and some of us waved a butterfly banner as we came in this morning. And some of us wore... Did you wear a butterfly headband this morning, Alita, when you came in, washed in with us? Oh, I think you did. Anyway... And we consider that a sign of new life because, as we know, how do butterflies start out? As caterpillars, and then they wrap themselves in a chrysalis, and then they turn into butterflies. And we know all the scientific, but then what do they leave behind? That empty chrysalis. And so in some ways they have changed from one thing to another, and that's why we use them as a symbol of the resurrection. And they leave behind that empty chrysalis, just like Jesus left behind the empty tomb. Next week you get to sit in this chair. But yes, that's exactly right. And so these are our symbols. And so whenever you see a butterfly, even when it's not Easter, I want you to think about that Jesus loves you so much and God loves you so much that he changed from death to life for you. So that's a sign of hope and love for us. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for butterflies, their beauty, and how they remind us of the resurrection. How they remind us that Jesus loved us enough, not just to die, but to allow God to raise him from the dead, so that we don't have to fear anything, that we don't ever have to be away from your love. That's really, really good news, God, and we give you thanks for that. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. And all God's children said, Alleluia, Amen. Amen. Thank you. You get to go to Sunday school with Miss Liz over here. Almost forgot I had that on. Our gospel reading this morning comes from Matthew, the 28th chapter, and it is, of course, the story of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Each gospel has a telling of the resurrection, and each one tells it differently. So today we're hearing how...
Thank you.
As we come together with prayer, I will open us and then leave a time for you to pray silently or aloud. And then I will close us and we'll end with the Lord's Prayer. Let us be in a spirit of prayer. On this glorious day, O God, you have shown us the glory of the resurrection in your creation. In the beautiful blue sky and the sun that came up over the mountain. In the blooming of flowers and the budding of trees. Signs of new life are all around us, God, reminding us of your power over death. And the hope we have in that. And we give you all our thanks and praise for that. And that is what gives us confidence, O God, to continue to lift up to you the brokenness of this world, those who deeply need the love and compassion of others, those who struggle with illness or grieve over lost loved ones, those who are rebuilding their lives in the aftermath of natural disasters, to those who are building their lives in the aftermath of war, to parents who aren't sure what their children will eat today or where their family will sleep. Oh God, the needs of your world are great, but your power is greater. And that's why we come to you asking you to use us as your faithful people, as the body of Christ, to witness to your love and grace and compassion, to use us hands and feet, heart and voice, to bring that kingdom of heaven to earth in any way we can. And now, O God, hear the prayers of your people. Hear all our prayers, O God, and gather them to your heart. And then open our hearts that we might receive your guiding spirit that will guide us in the way of faithful service. Guide us in boldness and bravery and persistence. All this we pray in the name of our risen Lord, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today, we not only offer our weekly gifts of gratitude for the ministry of God in the world, but we also bring our one great hour of sharing gifts, joining with many, many Christians to lift up and bring relief and offer hope to our neighbors. Let us, with that, the joy that is in our hearts, offer our gifts to God.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. This is the day, God of love, that we offer our thanks for the gifts of new life in Jesus Christ. We dedicate our gifts to your work of bringing new life to those who suffer, new hope to those who have given up, and new joy that comes of the living Savior. Use our gifts to do your work in the world. In the name of risen Christ, we pray. Amen. Our sending song is 233, The Day of Resurrection.
Our risen Lord sends us out, saying, meet me in Galilee. Where will your Galilee be? Where will you be meeting the risen Christ? Just know that just as the Marys and the disciples went, we can go bravely and boldly, knowing that the Christ has risen and the greatest victory over death has already been achieved. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the infinite love of our God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with each of you now and forever. Amen.